Will you have a few more minutes tonight? I am forever, will be forever indebted to the Lord for coming down and condescending to men of low estate. And I'm thankful that He was willing to become a servant. I'm thankful that He was willing to become obedient to death, even the death of the cross. And I want to make it a little more personal tonight because I'm thankful that the Lord heard my cry. And I'm thankful that He called my name. And He didn't send His people to come investigate my unworthy condition, but He came Himself and He spoke to my heart, and because I answered, it made all the difference. And He wants to make all the difference in your life tonight. God is in the business of hearing your cry. God is in the business of calling your name. And the Lord wants to bring to you deliverance with whatever need that you have. And my burden tonight is that we would call out for the Lord with a sense of urgency, with desperateness, recognizing our need, and that when we call and we hear Him call us, that we would follow His voice. Because He is calling us. I'd like to start tonight in the 10th chapter of Mark, in the 46th verse. The Mark 10 and 46, it says, "And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still. And he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might see.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight," and listen, "and he followed Jesus." This account starts with Bartimaeus sitting by the roadside begging. And it seemed that he would have to come and beg always, because when he came to beg, no one really had the answer that he needed to satisfy him. He was blind. He had a need that nobody can come by except for Jesus and say, "Well, Bartimaeus, receive thy sight." He was blind. And so every day he came, it seemed like he wasn't going to be able to really receive what he needed in his life. And such is the case today. With multitudes upon multitudes of people. People by the millions sit and they spiritually blind and bankrupt. Perhaps naming the name of Christ. But they don't have what satisfies their heart. There's still a need that they have. And they beg for others, to others that are also spiritually blind and also in need. Did you know that if I want to be satisfied, I don't want to go to somebody who's not satisfied? I want to reach out to the one who's satisfied. I want to find out what they have. I want something that I don't already have. Well, on this special day, Bartimaeus sat by the roadside begging, and it reminds me of the man at the gate called, was it Beautiful? Do you remember when Peter and John came? And I've envisioned many times Peter and John coming by and this man sitting by the gate and begging as Bartimaeus did. He was lame. For years he had a need, but every day he came and he begged. And on this day, Peter and John came, and I don't know how many people that the man that sat at the gate, I don't know how many people he just saw rather than actually looked at. You know, did he look at him, or did he just see him pass by? I don't know. But on this day, Peter and John came by, and Peter looked on him, and it said he fastened his eyes on him. And he said, do you remember what he said? Look on us. Attention, give me your attention. Look at us. We don't have any silver or gold. You know, the man should have said, well, wonderful. Everybody that comes by here, that's all they have is silver and gold. But you know what? He probably thought that was the best thing that he could get. Because he could get whatever he thought he wanted with silver and gold. It seemed that that was the best that there was to offer. And when Peter and John came and they said, well, we don't have any silver and gold. I've often wondered if for a split second his heart dropped. I thought, well, what do you have? You know, I mean, a burger, or do you have some extra clothes? I've got a carton of them back here. I mean, silver and gold, I can get what I think that I need. But they looked at him and they said, look on us. Look on us. We don't have silver and gold. Oh, but we have something that we're willing to give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they met his need that he had in his heart. And did you know that Jesus tonight is coming by our way? And he's looking at you and he's saying, look on me. Stop looking everywhere else under those things that you think you need to satisfy your need. I don't have silver and gold. The Lord doesn't bring us silver and gold to satisfy our need. But the Lord is saying to us, look on me. I have what you need. And I wonder tonight, who are you looking to? What are you looking to be satisfied by? There is so much in the world that promises satisfaction. There is so much in the world that promises this is the abundant life. This is the way. This is your opportunity. And it's so often, invariably it falls short. It's a dead end. It's a bankrupt way of living. Who are you looking to tonight? Really, ask yourself, what are you looking to satisfy? Who are you looking to satisfy you? Is it yourself? Is it others? Is it the world? Is it maybe a combination of both? A well-balanced portfolio, if you will. It doesn't work. On this special day, Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was going to come pass his way. And a couple weeks ago, I had a message on Zacchaeus. And I mentioned that I think Zacchaeus had heard the name of Jesus before. And I believe that this man, Bartimaeus, had heard the name of Jesus before too. And he heard that Jesus was going to pass by. And Bartimaeus had never received what he really needed to satisfy him, because he was still blind. And he heard that Jesus was going to pass by his way. But I wonder how much of a chance Bartimaeus thought that he had. Who was he after all? He was a blind man. He couldn't see. Everybody wanted to see Jesus. Everybody wanted to go where Jesus was. He was off. He had his corner. He was on the curb begging. That was his little spot. Perhaps he came there every day. Perhaps nobody put their things at Bartimaeus' corner, because that was his curb. That was where his sense of security was. That was his place. And who is he to be able to capture the attention of the Son of God? Have you ever felt that way? Yes. Have you ever wondered, who am I? Never
Have you ever wondered, who am I with all of my repeated failures? Who am I in the midst of the multitudes of people in the world around me? Who am I that Jesus would call my name? That He would be interested in me? I have a message of hope that's based on reality tonight. Jesus is calling for you. He's calling your name. Well, on this day, this man that seemed to have such little chance in life captured the attention of the Lord. I can see Jesus walking down and Bartimaeus. He realized, did you catch that it said that as Jesus was walking out of Jericho? That struck me when I read this story not long ago. Perhaps it was his last time to make contact with Jesus. I'm glad that he made contact with Jesus this day. It might have been his last time. I don't know when the last time the Lord is going to pass by my way. I don't know when the last time that His Holy Spirit is going to come and deal with my heart. I don't know when He's going to pass close enough for me to be able to call out to Him and have Him answer me. And Bartimaeus, make no mistake, he knew that Jesus was passing out of Jericho. He understood which direction he was going. And so what does it say that he did? He began to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord," he couldn't see him, but he knew he was out there. He felt inadequate. He didn't know maybe exactly what all to do, where to go, where to stand, who was standing in front of him, all of the obstacles that might be there, as you have in your life. But he did what he knew that he could do, and that was cry out. And what was the response of the people around him? Bartimaeus, come on now. Hush up. You know, you're getting a little loud. Be quiet. Jesus is passing by. You've got your spot here. We're trying to pay attention to what's going on. Just quiet down and we can all watch Jesus pass in peace. You're causing a disruption. Yes, I'm causing a disruption. That's what I want to do. I want the Lord's attention. And it said he cried louder. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. And his response, Jesus' response, what does it say he did? He stood still. All of the noise, all of the people that were clamoring for his attention, all of those that professed to be godly, and maybe they were, I'm not taking it away from them, but all of those that pressed in on him through all of that, there was a cry that Jesus heard that day. The cry of Bartimaeus went through all of the obstacles. And it said that Jesus stood still. He heard his cry. Remember the woman that came and touched the hem of his garment and snuck away? Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And they said, "What? Who touched you? Lord, there's people everywhere." No. Who touched me? Have you touched Jesus? Have you called out to Jesus with everything you have? Have you cried louder? Or are you satisfied to just kind of follow Jesus? Are you satisfied to just get with the group and follow Jesus down the road out of Jericho and be included with the group? I was with Jesus today. I was with His people. Is that where you are? Are you satisfied with that? Or have you called out and cried out to Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Help me." And when the world comes, and when maybe family members come, when self rises up and say, "Rod, stop. Quiet down. You're just you." Are you quiet then? Or do you say, "No, I'm going to cry louder. This is what I want. This is what I need. I've lived too long this way. This is my last chance, perhaps. Jesus is passing by my way. I want to take advantage of it." Where are you tonight? Jesus stood still and he said, he commanded him to be called, and they called
They went to the blind man, saying unto him, Bartimaeus, be of good comfort now. He calleth thee. He calleth thee. Oh, I want to stop here for a second. I want to tell you something tonight. When you call on the name of Jesus with all of your heart, when you cry louder, when you give your all to follow the Lord, to capture His attention, the Lord will stand still and He will call for you and He'll say, come, tell Him to come. Rod, come, I heard your cry. I heard your need. He'll call you by your name, as He did Zacchaeus' name. Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to go to your house today. Lord, you know who I am. Of course I know who you are. You're Zacchaeus, and your heart cried out to me from the bottom of your heart, and I heard, and today I'm going to come to your house. And all of these people that are following me, I don't know where all of they're going. They've been following me a long time, but I heard your cry because it came from your heart and you were willing to leave everything to follow me, and I'm going to come to your house. And He called him by name. And He called for Bartimaeus. And just as that day in the garden when it seemed like hope was gone and it seemed like that the dreams of Mary had vanished and gone away and the hope that she had in deliverance had passed on, she heard the one word that could have been no more wonderful. Jesus spoke her name. He said, Mary. Mary. Master. Master, it's you. Yes, Mary, it's me. I saw your tears. I feel your heart's burden. I'm here. You do have hope. I am real. I am here for you. The Lord who wants to call your name. The Lord is calling your name. Do you hear it? Are you willing to follow? Truly follow? Or are you satisfied to be in the multitudes? Are you satisfied to just belong to the church of God in name? Are you satisfied to go about your own business? Or do you want to reach out and touch the heart of God? So what happened? The Lord came to him. And he asked him. He said, Bartimaeus, what is it that you want? He wanted to hear him say it. The Lord wants to hear you say what your need is. Bartimaeus said, I want to see. I want to see. I'm blind. If you'll allow me a little liberty, I can just hear him say, Lord, I come and I sit here every day. And some days are better than other days. Some days might be categorized as a better day, a happier day than other days. Sometimes people give me when I beg to be satisfied. Some days people give me things that are more valuable than other days. But Lord, every day that I go to bed, I find myself in the same condition that I came to my curb in the morning. And that is that I'm blind and I can't see. And no one can satisfy the need that I have in my body. Lord, I want to see. I want to get to the place where I don't have to come every day and try to be satisfied by that which satisfieth not. Does that sound familiar? Do you remember what Isaiah said? In the 55th chapter, he said, ho, alert, attention, heads up. Everyone that thirsteth, that's all of us. Whether you think you're thirsty or not, this is to all of us. Everyone that thirsteth, that's me. Come to the waters. And he that hath no money, thank the Lord, that includes probably all of us. None of us have what it takes. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't buy your way into happiness.
You can call it money if you want, but in the end, it will leave you at the end of the day with the same need that you started the day with. No matter what you tell yourself, no matter the lies that the world comes and tells you, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread? Why are you spending all your time and all your energy on those things that doesn't really satisfy? And your labor for that which doesn't, for what satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me. Call out to me, call louder if you have to. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And he went on and he said, seek ye the Lord. It's up here, isn't it? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Folks, you don't get to just ring the bell and say, all right, Lord, I'm come now. I've got time for a second. But you need to come now because I got an appointment here in 30 minutes. When the Lord passes by your way, you need to take advantage of it. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. He doesn't promise us to work around on our terms. So often it seems like we feel like we can write these terms and conditions. The brother talked about it last night. We find this sense of security, it seems like, in writing these terms and conditions that suit me. And then we write God all around it. And then somehow we feel like that we can live and everything's okay because God is in our speech. And when we read our Bible and we go to church and... You know, I've never liked cookies that had sparkles on them. You know why? Because it's a bunch. It messes up your teeth. It messes up your face. They don't taste good. It's all glitter and show. All red and green. And it's a white cookie. I want to eat the cookie. I'm not interested in the sparkles. They're of no value to me. It's all show. It's all surface. Don't be deceived by the sparkles and the glitter of life. That says, oh, this is it. No, it's not. Get rid of that stuff that doesn't satisfy. Don't just write God all around it and say you have something. It's on His terms, not ours. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. We can't say, Lord, I'm living for you and thank the Lord I'm saved. And all the while, it's well, I don't see anything wrong with this. And I don't have a problem with this. And I think I should be able to get by with this. And I don't really think that the Scriptures really tell me I can't do this. And we live our life like that. And all the while, we have a big test. You're not happy when you do that. That doesn't satisfy. You're spending your energy and your time on things that don't satisfy. And the Scripture says, seek Him while He may be found. There's going to come a day when you're not going to be able to find Him as your Savior. You're going to find Him as your judge. And we're not going to stand before the Lord and bring our terms and conditions and it's got God written all over it. But the Lord said, well, what's this Article 9.1 right here? What is this about what you wanted to do that you didn't? Well, where did that? Well, Lord, I didn't really see a problem with it. I mean, I knew I was taught differently, and I knew that those that have lived successful, Christian, blessed lives, but Lord, I thought this was between you and me, and I really thought you were maybe bigger. Then we run out of words because we don't know what to say. And the Lord just looks at us. You know, we won't ever say anything in reality. We will wish that we could have gone back. And all of the glitter that we thought was so valuable and so important, we will wish that we would have scraped it all off and got rid of all of it and gave our lives to that which satisfies. What are you doing tonight? Do you call on the name of God in name only? Do you have a sense of security because you're here? Because maybe you called on the Lord But have you really called on the Lord?
Right.
Have you pushed? Do you remember when the lady came to Jesus and she asked something from him? And the Lord said, well, you know, who are you? You're just kind of like a dog. And she could have left. The Lord was, how bad do you want me? She said, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table. Are you that desperate for the Lord? Are you willing to humble yourself? Or do you have all of your terms and conditions that you want to somehow find a way to inherit eternal life by? That is a dangerous, dangerous way to live. I must die, but when? I don't know. I must meet God, but how? I will live in eternity, but where? You can decide. The Lord's paid the price. He said you could come. You can have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You don't have to be turned away. Seek Him. Call upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the professors of holiness in profession only forsake your way. Forsake your way. Be willing to lay it all down. Pour yourself out completely so that the Lord can fill you up. He can't fill you up with what He has when you're holding on to all of these things. Did you catch what Bartimaeus did when he went out to Jesus? What did he do? He cast his garment off. And he left his curb and he left his stuff. All of the things that were so valuable to him. He took his garment off and he threw it to the side. And I'm going to step out on faith. I'm done with my garment. I'm gonna take a risk, if you will, in the Lord. I don't understand everything. My curb might be taken up when I get, if this doesn't work out, my curb might be filled up. He casted everything away and went out to Jesus. Let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And here's the good news. He'll have mercy. However many times you've held on to your garment, however many times you've stayed at the curb, He'll have mercy if you'll call on Him. If you'll give Him your all, He'll have mercy on you. For He will abundantly pardon. Isn't that wonderful? My message tonight, be motivated. Be willing to be like Bartimaeus and call on the Lord. Call louder for the Lord. Be willing to be like Zacchaeus and climb a tree if you have to. Come to the altar, cast away your garment, cast away your stuff, all of the things that seem to hold so much importance in your life. Well, I think I can be saved and still do this. I think the Lord's still blessing my life. And I know I've been taught about these things, but I seem to be able to hold on to them. And I think the Lord's still blessing me. And give it up. You don't know what satisfaction is until you've tasted of it. Let go. Let go of your stuff. Leave it at the curb. I suppose sight is one of our most valuable senses. And if I had to give a sense up, that would probably be one of the last ones. But you know what comes with sight? What comes with vision? What comes with spiritual vision? Responsibility. Responsibility comes with having our eyes opened. And it seems like so many people want to go through life seeing as they want to see. Whether it's real or not, they want to believe as they want to believe. They want to understand as they want to understand. In such a blind and limited manner. Bringing past the saying that Jesus said in the 13th chapter of Matthew. Let's read that. 13th chapter of Matthew and the 13th verse. He said, because they seeing, they see not. And hearing, they hear not. And they don't understand. And it falls into the category that Daniel spoke of. Sister Angela, I believe, mentioned in her prayer the other night. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and the wicked shall not understand. Have you ever thought about that and thought, well, wait a minute. They're the very people that need to be able to understand. Why don't they understand? It's because they don't want to understand. They want to hold on to their ways. They want to go the way that they want to go. They want to continue to serve the Lord on their own terms. Or they don't want to serve the Lord at all. And for so many, they come to themselves too late, if at all. They come to themselves too late, if at all. Thought of the prodigal son. That's where that little turn of phrase comes to, when he came to himself. I believe that the father tried to reason with him before he left and said, son, don't do this. You won't be satisfied with this. This is not going to be good for you. Don't go down this road. I believe he tried to reason with him. But I don't believe that the son wanted to be reasoned with. I don't believe he wanted to understand. I don't believe he wanted to see it that way. Because you know why? Because it interfered with what he wanted to do. It interfered with what he wanted to do. And in today's terms, it interfered with kind of where he wanted to go. And it interfered with kind of what he wanted to watch. And it kind of interfered with what he really kind of liked to listen to. And it interfered with how he wanted to present himself and who to hang out with and what careers to follow and who to marry and maybe a little self that he didn't want to let go of. And maybe there was a hurt that he had in his heart. And he just really kind of interfered with getting rid of that hurt and trying to forgive when it seemed like somebody did so wrong to them. And so we don't want to understand it the way the Lord wants to understand it. Who are you looking to be satisfied? Did you know that the Lord is waiting for you to come home? He's calling. He's calling for you. When the prodigal son came home, he found a father that was waiting with arms open wide. Folks, as soon as we can, let's get to the place where we say, not my will, but thine be done. Are you there? Can you have a prayer that Paul had where he said, Father, what would you have me to do? I'm ready to put my terms and conditions to the side. Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, I'm willing to put my garment and my stuff on the curb. What would you have me to do? Be willing to stand out in a crowd if you need to, like Bartimaeus did. Be willing to put your pride on the line. Be willing to humble yourself down. Be willing to cry to the Lord louder. The Lord's calling for a deeper consecration. The Lord is calling for your all. Are you all in? Have you given Him everything? He's calling for us too. And I wonder tonight if it's possible that you're holding out on the Lord just a little bit. Do we hold out on the Lord and disguise it as liberty? Liberty in the Lord. I'm at liberty. I've been saved from bondage. And we are holding out on the Lord. Trying to live for Him and ourselves and making some kind of perfect combination doesn't work. It won't ever work. And the enemy tries to make our spot at the curb look so attractive and so good. And we continue to beg from those that are not satisfied. And the world throws a few coins in our life that keeps us coming back day after day. And the enemy perhaps even blesses us in our spiritual life to keep us working on our own terms while naming the name of Christ. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if the enemy's name is not named. He's fine if you name the name of the Lord as long as you keep self in. As long as you keep your terms and conditions alive and well. Are you willing tonight to heed the call? God's calling for you. He's passing by your way. This is your opportunity to cry louder and for Jesus to stand still on your behalf and say, Rod, I'm going to come to your house tonight. Are you willing? Are you willing to step away from your curb that you've defined? Are you willing to let go of your garment and your things? Are you willing to heed the call of God? Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him. Are you willing? The Lord isn't going to force you. Bartimaeus could have stayed right on the side of the road. And he could have called out to the Lord and done his little due diligence. And the people told him to quiet down. And yeah, you're right, I've got a pretty good place here. I probably shouldn't go anywhere. Or Bartimaeus could have said, what? He's calling for me. Tell him to come over where I am. Tell him to come over. I'm over here on the curb. Tell him to come here on my... He could have done that. And I believe the Lord would have passed right on through Jericho and out of town. And Bartimaeus would have still been blind. Do you want to stay blind? Do you find yourself in that place where you so often are telling yourself and others, well, I don't see it that way? Well, I don't think that's necessary. Well, I don't see where the Scripture... And we spend so much time, so much energy in our bedrooms and with our family and to ourselves and to other people. So much energy and time wasted on I don't think there's anything wrong with this. And way back in Daniel in the Old Testament, hundreds of years ago, he said, the wicked will continue to do wickedly and they won't understand. They don't understand. They don't see it that way. Because they don't want to. It's not because they're not don't have it available to them. They don't want to. Do you find yourself there? Sometimes people's testimony gets louder. The more eyes they have in their life, the more terms and conditions they have, the bigger the Word God appears on the terms and conditions. Give it up. It's a simple way of life. Give it up. Are you willing to come? The Lord is passing by our way tonight. He's calling for you. Avail yourself of the Lord's mercy and promise of hope, security, love, and everlasting life as He passes by your way. Amen.